This is BSD.
Hello, I'm Gianluca Baroni, and welcome to the Media Weekly podcast from PhD, where we break down the media news agenda, making some leaps into what it all means for marketing and communications. On today's episode, we are joined once again by Pollyanna Ward, Social Account Director at PhD Manchester. Welcome, Pollyanna. Good to have you back.
Hey, Gianluca. Thank you so much for inviting me back. Again, another sunny day whenever we record at the moment. So I'm hoping that we can keep this up.
I know. Lucky us here in the UK. So when you were last on the show a few episodes back, we discussed the rise of TikTok, the role of social in the comms mix, and how to develop marketing solutions that work across a range of social platforms. And if any of our listeners haven't checked out that episode yet, I highly recommend it. It's really excellent. But today, we wanted to dedicate its own episode to social measurement and KPIs, because with there being so many ways to do social and to try out new platforms and formats, it can often be a challenge for marketers to understand whether their efforts were effective on social. And often a measurement framework is left lower on the priority list, which makes things even harder. Right, Pollyanna?
Yeah, I think I sort of come here today ready to sort of put my stake in the ground that KPIs need to be higher up in the conversation. And yeah, you're exactly right. Last time we did talk about sort of new channels, new shifts. And with those sorts of things, you know, again, it's really exciting to talk about, let's go on TikTok or let's try out Twitter Amplify or things like that. And KPIs kind of get left till last when, oh God, we need to do a post-campaign report. How did we do? And suddenly we're there going, ah, maybe the KPI was reached, and we're sort of working backwards. Whereas I'm sort of here today to hopefully encourage everyone, both marketers and also, you know, the social teams that you work with, to really put those higher up and set them from the start, because essentially setting them at the start kind of helps you decide whether that channel was right in the first place.
Absolutely. And sometimes it's like, you know, if you haven't measured it, did the campaign even happen? So it's really, really, really important. So let's get into it and let's start with the basics. What are KPIs exactly when it comes to social?
Yes, I think it was good to probably start here, because KPIs, I feel like, is one of those terms that kind of gets bandied about, but no one really knows what it means. But in a nutshell, it's the metrics that you will use to measure the success of your social campaigns. So key performance indicators. So these could be things like unique reach, or it could be sales, or it could be click-through rates. So one of the problems that we do still see in social is brands setting KPIs like likes or follows. And I really do feel you, like, you know, it's so intuitive to think, yeah, we need to get loads of likes and we need to get loads of fans, because a lot of us, pretty much all of us, probably have an Instagram account, and a lot of us now are probably going on to TikTok, and, you know, we're checking to see how many followers we get. But likes and clicks have time and time again been proven to not actually have any impact on the business. And I think it's really important to kind of just highlight, you know, why it is still on briefs, just to kind of give a little bit more background as to why, you know, it's not the right thing to do. But I completely hear you that, okay, it seems intuitive. And that's because logically, by way of the platforms, it should mean something. You know, when you're scrolling through Instagram, it is a button that's available for you to press. And so if you're pressing it because you like something, surely everyone is doing the same. The industry, you know, not a week goes by without, you know, a campaign case study or a headline that says this brand delivered mega engagement on Facebook, for example. So if everyone else is talking about it, feels like, well, we should probably be talking about it too. We also know that big data is very important right now. That's something that everyone is talking about. Likes, follows, that's a data point. So theoretically, we should include it. And I think coming down to the last point, and again, why I'm kind of talking about it today is, sometimes it feels like, well, what else should we be measuring? You know, if we're not sure what the other ways there are to measure, then we will just fall onto the ones that we do know. So, you know, these KPIs, they don't need to be super serious. You know, I mentioned earlier, it's things like unique reach, or it's click-through rate, or it's sales. You know, they can all be really super serious and super kind of business wordy. But I think one of my favorite stories I heard was that Netflix's KPI for Instagram was marriage proposals in the comment section. So, you know, which basically means that they want people to kind of say, oh, I ship that couple, or, oh my gosh, I don't know, like Zendaya, marry me, or something like that, you know. And I think something like that is, you know, it means that you can get creative with these KPIs. You know, what would success mean to your brand? And you can, you know, KPIs don't have to be the boring business bit at the end of your brief or at the end of a PCA. It can be the really exciting bit. Like, we're going to do this campaign and we're going to get people, you know, tagging their mum to take her shopping on a shopping trip and follow through and then track the purchases of a gift card for Mother's Day, for example.
I love that Netflix marriage proposals KPI, I think is just so great. It just really goes to show, you know, KPIs are different for every brand and every campaign, and you've got to think through that. And in fact, you know, there are often lots of parties involved in the making of social campaigns, you know, thinking about media, creative, marketers, all working together. So ultimately, who is responsible for the KPIs?
Yes, I think it's one of those things where no one wants to take any responsibility for them, because if it doesn't go well, it might come back to you. But I think that first and foremost, I kind of see it a bit like a sort of chain of events. So the brand will always start off with, you know, their business objectives, whether that's for the year, for the quarter, or sometimes it's 5-year plans. And then it filters through to, okay, so what should the marketing team be responsible for? Like, what drive levers are they pulling and pushing on? And that can be, you know, any of the four P's. You know, that could be pricing, it could be product, it could be promotion. And that's that promotion side. That's where, when it comes to social, how does the social sort of tactic deliver on that objective? So KPIs, you know, they do tend to be set by your social team or your social agency. But I really don't think there's any reason why, you know, you mentioned some of the other parties involved, whether it's media owners or it's the brands themselves. You know, I don't see why, you know, every party at the table can't be empowered to set them when writing briefs. And, you know, you can all work together to make the necessary tweaks if needed. And I do actually think it is really beneficial when we do see brands set social KPIs on briefs, because it can actually help inform what channels we need to use. So, for example, a brief that asks us to launch a new product on social to an elderly audience, we're probably not going to recommend TikTok. You know, so it kind of helps inform some of those channels. And again, just thinking back to the last episode where we were chatting about new channels and things, KPIs are kind of important to help justify, okay, is this the right approach to, you know, say TikTok or Twitter or Instagram?
Absolutely. I think, you know, brands setting a North Star and all the parties involved collaborating and aligning to that works really well. And once all parties are aligned on the importance of measurement, how do you start to approach setting KPIs for campaigns?
I feel like we need to do a KPI count of how many times we say it in this episode. So there are two approaches to setting KPIs that I would recommend. So you kind of have short and long term, or sometimes you might hear leading and lagging. And, you know, sometimes it's kind of like, oh, should we just go for the short term? Like, how did this campaign perform specifically in the moment? Or it might be, right, we need to think long term. How did this campaign impact our brand at the end of the year or after 2 years? And it shouldn't be an either or, really. We would always recommend doing short and long term together, because in the short term, you very much need to understand and, you know, use those metrics as a bit of a proxy for future success. So in the short term, I generally tend to recommend using things like that are readily available. So in platform analytics, or perhaps tools like Google Analytics, to really understand the immediate actions and costs of the campaign. And so if we think about the funnel, approach. So you've got your awareness, your consideration, your conversion, or upper, mid, and lower. At each level stage of that, you have different metrics available to you in the platforms. So, for example, in your upper funnel, think unique reach, frequency, impressions. When it comes to your mid funnel, it's things like time spent with your ads, say through video views or view through rate that you might track, or it might be clicks to website. So, understanding click through rates and link clicks. And at the lower end of the campaign, you know, it's click through to purchase, sales. Bring in some of that Google Analytics to understand whether people did make it to your site, what behavior was there. And then whilst those are kind of like the hard metrics that you can sort of see in the platforms, you know, on a daily basis, weekly, monthly, something that's kind of left more to like organic teams or community management teams. But I really do like to use social listening and sentiment analysis when it comes to paid social campaigns, because I think they can really help you understand any uplifts in conversation around your product, particularly if you compare pre and then during and then after your campaign. Because I think this is kind of a nice KPI to have, you know, did the product spontaneously appear in conversation? You know, you can sort of use that as a bit of a yardstick of whether you were successful in joining, you know, the relevant culture. So, you know, you don't have to stop and start tracking these KPIs, you know, just at the end of a campaign. I think it's really important that you track these month on month to really help you understand as well for future and longevity, you know, what are your benchmarks? What can you forecast? Do you have any seasonality in your business? So those are very much the short-term ones that you can pretty much anyone in your business who has access to Ads Manager or Google Analytics, both free tools, can go in and check. But the long-term, though, I do think this is where it can get a little bit trickier, particularly in the world of social, because not everyone has the budget to pay for, you know, a huge Kantar or Nielsen study. So I think just for this purpose, for this episode, I'll try and share some options that have a bit of a lower barrier to entry. And one of my favorite new ways of measuring that was really pushed forward by James Hankins and Les Burnett around 2020, 2021 was around share of search, which was this new way of basically using Google Trends data as a proxy for share of market and share of voice. And so what you can do is pop in your brand, pop in your competitors into Google Trends, pull that data and basically understand, you know, where there are peaks and troughs. You can kind of use it as a bit of a yardstick of, okay, we definitely were seen and probably were more visible to our audience versus your competitors. And you can look at that over a period of 5 years. And I think some of them even go back further than that if it's a brand that's been around for a while. So I will have to maybe leave the link to maybe the literature to that in the comments, but that is something that, you know, you can very quickly do. And then aside from that, you know, there's the commercial piece. So sales data from the brand is always super important. And then as well as that, you know, they might cost a little bit of budget depending on how much you're spending, but again, definitely a lower barrier to entry than something like a big, you know, brand health tracker. But you can always run surveys, polls, brand lift studies. You know, these are all available at a variety of price points. And sometimes it just takes asking your media owner rep. Just to ask them.
I think that's such a good framework to start approaching KPIs for campaigns. And the reality is that there is just, you know, so many KPIs available to choose from. So what KPIs should marketers choose for each platform, and how do they know they're picking the right ones?
So this is where it can get, there's probably some nuance between the platforms. You know, we can't see them all as apples to apples. A video view on TikTok should be considered quite different to a video view on Instagram, for example. You know, one sound off, one sound on, one takes up your full screen, the other one only takes up a square. You know, so there's some little differences there, and that's something that you probably need to take into account when you're setting these. But I do think as a starting point, really having that funnel approach in your head is really a good place to start. So I tend to write down or draw a funnel on a piece of paper, and at the top I kind of put, did our ads reach as many people in our target audience as possible? And so there the KPIs would be unique reach, it would be low frequency, it would be things like CPM, so how much did it cost, were we efficient in reaching that audience, and then perhaps understanding from a demographic point of view, you know, did we over-index with a certain audience? And then when we come down to the middle of the funnel, I then sort of write down, you know, okay, did they spend time with us? So things like a view, which is more of like a passive metric. So we can't, that's not a like, and that's not a click, for example, but things like views, they're a really great proxy for understanding whether people actually wanted to spend time watching your content. So really showing, were you relevant? And then lastly, you know, did you see an uplift in sales or leads, downloads, traffic? So again, that's KPIs such as cost per action, cost per lead, cost per download, and how many downloads. And I think we did touch on it possibly last time, but if not, I will say it again. When the cost goes up, as long as you're doing all the right things, you know, you're reaching a relevant audience and, you know, your creative's performing great, if your ROI, for example, so your cost per sale is going up, that is not a reason to turn off the campaign or say that the campaign wasn't a success. I try to actually look at it positively and think, right, we got all the low-hanging fruit. We are now really making a dent in with this next stage of our audience. Those sales are happening. And actually, this is a really great opportunity. As I mentioned before, if you're tracking month on month, to really understand, okay, is that trend going up? Are we charging more? Are we spending more for a sale? In which case, we probably then need to address some of our upper funnel tactics. So do we need to cast that net wider? Do we need to run more video ads? Do we need to be on more channels? So essentially, what's happening at the lower end with your KPIs kind of helps you understand what you should be doing at the upper level. So I've tried to steer clear from adjusting KPIs mid-flight because it's much better to kind of see it trended over time and get that bigger picture.
So to start thinking about KPI setting through some practical examples that marketers could be faced with out there in the real world, could you walk us through a couple of scenarios?
Gosh, yes. So I could definitely walk you through a couple of scenarios. So I think the first one is, okay, let's take a toy company. We won't mention any names, but imagine they sell lots of toy bricks and they're really trying to get parents to buy these as gifts for Christmas this year. So they want to go on social, of course. What KPIs should they be setting with their agency to measure that? So the first one would definitely be, reach within a target audience of parents. So being first and foremost, you know, what platforms do parents mostly use? So that's something that you'll have to obviously do a bit of desk research on or speak to your media owner on. But let's say we take Facebook, which indexes with a slightly older audience. Once you're there, it then might be clicks through to site because we want them to go and see the different ranges of products and then perhaps back that up with Google Analytics, see how many pages they're looking at. Are they, how much time are they spending on the product pages? Are they adding things to basket? So there's lots of things that you can use Google Analytics in tandem with your social analytics. And then lastly, sales. So we really hope that in that run up to Christmas, we are seeing an uplift in the sale of their products versus the previous period. So I think that's probably that one. That's probably arguably a slightly easier one. If I try to think of a harder one, for some reason, I always tend to go to like energy companies and insurance companies because they're not actually selling anything tangible. They're more selling, you know, a service. So for here, let's say we're coming up to winter. This energy company wants to help people save money. They hopefully will have some content on their website with some tips perhaps, or they have a newsletter that regularly puts out content on and hints and tips on how to save money. So the KPIs here might actually be, first and foremost, clicks through to site, landing page views, people coming through from social, but it also then might be downloads or signups to their newsletter. So setting a goal of, right, we need 100 signups a week, for example, or we need 500 downloads of our guide for Christmas. So to save money this winter. Those would be probably the two different sides. So see, one of them is a little bit more sort of tangible and easier, you know, it's sales. But when it's things that's a bit more kind of harder to measure, like, oh, we're trying to help people save, you know, that's kind of where you need to think a little bit more creatively. And again, if we put the Netflix filter on it, it might be the who wants parents to buy their products as Christmas presents. It might be actually, can we get set a KPI of people tagging their parents in like, mum, I want this for Christmas. Or it might be for an energy company, it might be being picked up by the local news. That would be quite a good one as well.
Amazing. You can get really creative. And I think those practical examples you just shared with different objectives really helped bring KPI setting to life. So to wrap up today, there have been so many practical nuggets that listeners can take away and implement in their social strategies immediately. But if there were three things listeners had to take away from today, what would they be?
Trying to condense all of that into three things is a tough one. But so I think the three things that people should take away, first and foremost, is really think about those KPIs laddering up to what the business is actually trying to achieve. Coming back to that likes and follows point, you know, the business doesn't make money from likes and follows. So really try and understand and work, you know, with your social agency or social agencies, work with marketers, you know, what is it that brand manager really needs to see and how can your channel deliver on that? The second, I've kind of rolled it up into the first one, but you know, likes and follows, they're not KPIs. Really bring it back to those short and long-term KPIs using, you know, in-platform analytics, Google Analytics, surveys, polls, data, things like that. And then the last thing is, you know, you need both long and short-term KPIs. So whilst you might get a brief for a campaign where you might set some short-term KPIs, but always have somewhere the longer-term ones being tracked as well. You know, they have different roles, but both are definitely important.
Amazing. Thank you so much for sharing those top tips. I really love that. Three main things you really need to know, and I know you shared them last time as well. It's just so great. We can really bear those in mind.
Yeah, it's been good to talk about a topic that I'm very, very passionate about. So thank you for indulging me on this one. And hopefully, some tips have been really helpful.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming on the show, Pollyanna.
Thank you, Gianluca. Hopefully see you again soon.
See you soon. And that's it for this episode of the Media Weekly from PhD. A big thank you to Pollyanna and a big thank you to you for listening. To find out more about PhD and what we do, just head to phdmedia.com. We'll be back next week. In the meantime, enjoy making some media leaps in the week ahead, wherever you are in the world. Bye for now.